Today's October 3rd, 2024. Bitcoin price is $61,160.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Man, oh man, Rick, I'm glad I'm not a betting man because I would have lost my behind with the launch of October.
Yeah, this downtober is pretty killing my buzz.
Yeah, we still have a lot of month left. We'll have to see where it goes. But we were looking at some of the pricing there, and it looks like we closed the month at $60,835. So we're barely above that, but I mean, we were already at like almost 66,000 there for a little bit.
Yeah.
In September.
Well, the world just kind of went crazy on Tuesday, so.
Yeah. There's your October surprise, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Iran actually did launch a strike against Israel. Some of them got through, and it's hard to tell. Like, the propaganda is strong on any side that you listen to, so it's like. As Mark Twain said, the first casualty in war is the truth.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I give props to the Iron Dome, but I can't imagine they stopped everything going through there.
Yeah. No, it looks like several things landed, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. The Iron Dome concept is interesting, so.
Well, and I mean, in kind of, you know, talking about stuff just kind of going crazy. I mean, when you look at the ETF flows, because we always talk about that on the show. But starting October 1st, it's just been like red ink all the way across the board.
Yeah. No, it was October 1st was really rough on the ETFs, except for IBIT. They had an inflow, but everyone else, you know, it was 242.6, is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, 242.6 is what we're looking at there.
Yeah, outflows that day. That's pretty rough. And it's been outflows from what we've seen, at least on yesterday. We don't have all the numbers yet.
Yeah.
Today, but it looks negative as well.
So how's our theoretical purchases doing again?
Well, they were doing a lot better last week, I'll tell you that. Last week, we, you know, the second theoretical buy, which was, you know, buying $1,000 right at the halving in April 2024. Last week, we were up $30 from the 1,000, and now we're down 43, so 957. Not great. Granted, if you're going to buy some Bitcoin and you kind of understand cycles, it's much better to buy it before the rocket ships or before the second phase kicks off, which is where we bought the first one. I think it would have been October 27th, coming up on a year now. $3,000. I just threw that out. $3,000. And that would have netted you 0.0885 Bitcoin. And that $3,000 investment today is still worth 54.13. So
that one's still above
profits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the future is going to hold for this month. I still want to be optimistic for the month, but. Right before we kind of got going there, I was looking at something that there was something out of the central bank out of Japan, and they're worried that they're going to normalize rates, which may have caused some restriction on the market. Although I don't know how much, because the whole time when everybody else was tightening, Japan was easing. So I almost wonder if they're just like a counterweight to the global economy and a lot of things.
Maybe they did a little too much easing and they have to back off just yet.
Yeah.
Until things really get underway in America.
They could. They may have gone too far too fast early on. So we'll have to kind of see how that works. But then you had brought up something else, too, that kind of shook the markets about a strike,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I was seeing pictures of Costco's and Walmart's everywhere where people were just, there was no toilet paper left. And I didn't realize that the dock workers were about to strike. So all the imports, you know, I don't know how many different ports it covers, but it covered a lot. They're getting ready to go on strike and not deliver any goods.
Yeah. Apparently, and it was 45,000 dock workers.
Yeah. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal. Spread out all, probably from Texas all the way up to the East Coast, you know?
Yeah, it's all along that, from the Gulf all the way on up. And it looked like they were all just going to strike. And now, though, it appears, because this just came out a couple hours ago. They're actually going to suspend the strike until January 15th.
Well, I think Kamala Harris is breathing a sigh of relief, because if you aren't able to get goods in, inflation would kick in like nobody's business all over again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that would have been nasty. In a statement later, Biden applauded both sides for acting patriotically to reopen our ports and ensure the availability of critical supplies for Hurricane Helene recovery and rebuilding.
Well, I tell you what, union workers are very, very patriotic when it comes to the Democratic Party. So,
yeah,
I'm not exactly applauding that, but you know, that's just how like the world goes.
That is how it goes. It's just like there is just chaos all over the place right now. And I mean, that definitely could be affecting things. I think who knows what's going to happen as we get closer to election here in the States. Is madness going to kind of just continue to ramp up, or are we going to calm down, or kind of guessing we're going to ramp up some?
Yeah, I think we're going to ramp up. And, you know, historically, I'd like to go into a deeper dive, but I'm just going to put this out here. Historically, I mean, October tends to be an up month, but, you know, every 4 years when the halving happens and then there's the election, things really do take off in November after the election happens. And I think part of that is like the market already, instead of the uncertainty, it's like, okay, you know, Trump was elected, or okay, Biden was elected. Are we gonna have a conclusive end to this election? And we'll, if we do, then I think Bitcoin's gonna be just taken off shortly after.
Yeah.
If not, that's gonna be it's gonna be kind of interesting. It's gonna get spicy.
Spicy.
I don't want that kind of.
Yeah, I really do. I hope things really start to calm down as soon as. Well, I hope the market's in there. Once we have some clear direction on where we're going in 2025, I think that'll help all the way around. And I think that'll be regardless of who the candidate may be.
Yes.
Do I think it'll be more rocky fuel if it's one side or the other? Probably. But I think either way, the indecisiveness in the market, at least we'll know what's going to be going on for the next 4 years.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that would kind of settle things down a little bit. Granted, I still think we're headed towards a recession. I think we've actually been in one. It's just everything's kind of, we're being gaslit with the numbers for the jobs, inflation, just everything. So it's hard to tell when there's that straw that breaks the camel's back and reveals that the emperor has no clothes, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we're waiting to see what the CPI print will be. We should be getting that information this next week. And then, of course, along with that, we're probably going to get a jobs report number, all that stuff all over again. So who knows? Yeah, exactly. Like you said, this dock workers thing, like I'm sure Biden and them are super happy, because that would be awful under their watch to have that go on right before an election. So patriotic. But yeah, I mean, other than that, like, I haven't had a whole lot in the way of news, nothing else major going on. Is there anything else that you know of that's kind of out there?
No, it's just a wait and see approach. I mean, it's some more volatility in the markets. I mean, we've seen this several times before. It's just, is it something that's going to start dragging everything down, or is it going to bounce off and take off here shortly with more interest rate cuts in the future?
Yeah,
I'm betting the latter, but I'm not saying that that's for certain.
Yeah, I mean, and I think we talked about it last time too, like Jerome Powell and the Fed is already talking about another 0.5% cut in November, right?
Right.
So, I mean, with this breaking news with the autos, or not the auto strike, but the union workers postponing their strike, I'm curious to see how the markets will react tomorrow. And then we'll see.
I mean, it's going to be favorable.
Yeah, I would imagine it will be too. And then we'll see what happens with the Japanese Fed. I don't even know if that's a proper Japanese Fed central bank. Is that fair?
Central bank. That's the correct one.
Yeah.
So only in America do we have callers the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. They're not federal. Right?
Nor reserve.
They just keystrokes. They make the money. Yeah. No, I really don't have anything else. I still think like right now is probably one of the prime times to buy. You know, in this range. I mean, if we're below the halving price, right? Because our halving purchase is underwater. So I think it may not be a bad time. Like if you have some dry powder that you're sitting on the sides and this is not financial advice, it may be a good time to start making some ladders, buying some coin at this point.
Yep. And, you know, I'm thinking it might not be a bad idea for, you know, some of my kids to get them just a little bit right now while it's still attainable.
Yeah.
So, something to think about if you have youngins of your own or, you know, somebody you care about that's pretty young, get them a good start.
Yeah. I mean, get them a million Satoshis. It's not going to hurt.
Yep.
Right. So, well, thank you all for listening. We do have the deals sign up. We're on the deals page. You can get your hardware wallet where you can get your Ledger or your Alipal. And then you can also go ahead and sign up for the newsletter and get your self-custody checklist. And then we'll continue to bring you our opinions on the market, and maybe we'll see what next week holds. Hopefully, this is my hope. I'm going to put this out there, is that we're going to be above water on both of our purchases next time we meet.
The knock on wood.
I don't have any around.
64. Need 64. That's all you need.
64. We'll get there. We'll be above again. Well, no, we need above 64 because we got to get. Oh, no, yeah, 64 will do it, huh?
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, just barely.
I want to see that 3,000 back at the 6,000 again. I want to see that double the money.
Oh, yeah. No, those are good times. We should have sold then, but, you know, we're not exactly traders. We're holders.
Hodlers. Cool. Well, thank you all for listening. We'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Bye.